In the Gospel, Mark chapter 6, verse 31, it says, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourself and rest a while." This week, we're going to start a mini-series called Lost. L-O-S-T. And there's a number of ways that you can take lost, but we're taking it in that there's so many people in this ministry and outside of this ministry who are just feeling lost, not knowing where to go, what to do, how to be. And this really hit home for me, and seeing it for not just one person, but for all of us, when our custodian, the man who comes like at 2 o'clock in the morning, every Sunday morning, and every Monday morning, to prepare for the service, lost his mother. Now let me tell you that his parental relationship with his mother transcended just mother-son relationship. They were best friends. And he did everything for her. And when she was in the nursing home, after he was done working his jobs, he would go and spend the day with his mother at her nursing home, each and every day. This is how tight they were. And so now that she is gone, he has truly found that he is lost. He doesn't want to go where he lives. He no longer can go to the nursing home. And more than likely, you will find he and his truck outside of the church, because this is the only place that, at this point in time, that grounds him and that brings him solace. For 3 weeks now, every day, at some point in time, he's out there in his truck because he's lost. And he is just an example, a symbol now, for how so many of us seem lost, whether we are in our jobs and it's a job that we no longer can connect with, and once we release it, we don't really know what to do. We have a number of people who've retired, and once they've retired, they're like, hip, hip, hooray, I'm happy. And 2 weeks later, after they have rested for a while, they go, "What now what? Now what do I do? Who am I now without my job? I'm feeling lost." We go through that in the loss of relationships and friendships, whatever it is. But even especially in the current environment of this world, not just in this ministry, but in this world, as a collective, we all are lost. And I'm actually here not to talk about let us be found. I'm here to say, let us embrace the fact that we are lost. I think about a trapeze artist. I invite you to envision two trapeze artists, but one in particular. You have, and if you've gone to the Big Top Circus or seen them on TV, I ask you to envision it that way high up there, and with wires hanging, you see a swing. And the wires are up there, but we don't even know where they're connected to. You see the swing going back and forth. And at some point in time, from the other end, from another trapeze artist, you see another swing. But I don't know if you've ever noticed, they never really seem to be timed, like they're not in sequence with one another. They're not going like this. They're kind of here and then there, and just kind of weird. And it then takes one trapeze artist to get up on that swing and to get up on the first one and swing out. But that isn't the hard part, right? Because he's bound on something. He's solid on something. He's swinging on something that is on wires. What is the difficult part is leaping from that one swing, leaping in the air, and hoping that that other swing is coming back so you can grab a hold to it. That middle space, that ground where you're just lifted. You don't have a foundation. And you're just hoping and praying that as you are elevating, as you're floating, maybe you're descending, that there is a spot right there where I think we all find ourselves lost. That same spot in that air, and we hope, we pray that there is another swing coming that we can grab a hold of to move us to the future. But I invite us not to try to hope too hard, too long, and have faith that that other swing is coming. Have faith that you can will grab a hold of it to propel you forward. Because that sweet spot in the middle, as you're hoisted up there, is a place of release and letting go. And too many times we release and we're in a hurry to grab onto something else that we don't enjoy. First of all, the fact that we've had the courage to release. Now, some of you might say, I didn't have any courage. I was booted out. And that's what it is. Whether you've been booted out or you've placed yourself out, allow yourself to be in the unknowing. To have faith that you are there for a beautiful reason, and usually your reason is so that you can release and let go of the past in such a sweet way so that you can move forward into the future. There's a sweet spot that is needed. And there's too many times here in the West, we start feeling guilty. If we don't feel like we're productive, how many of us, let's be brave, raise your hands, how many of you feel guilty if you don't think you're productive? How many of you can say that you feel comfortable just having one full day of doing what other people consider doing nothing? How, you're comfortable with that or uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable.
All right, yay. Yay.
Yeah.
But that was less than half the congregation. Because for the most part, we feel that even in that day, I've been working all day, so Saturday's supposed to be my day, but I'm going to do this for my life. I'm going to go to the grocery store. I got to clean the house. I got to do this. You're still busy catching up on your personal life. And I'm just saying, be in that space where you're lost, where you're not moving, where you're open. Now, there is a remedy, and I still consider it a spiritual remedy, to get yourself out of being lost. And it's the same thing, and it's the same remedy as if you were being lost, if you were driving a car to a destination, or if you were on a hiking trail and found yourself lost. What do you think is the first thing that if you find yourself lost out in the wilderness that you should do? Okay. Wow, I got a lot of interesting ones. So I heard pull compass, stop, breathe, go with it, use GPS. Now, one I didn't hear on the 11 o'clock that I heard at 9 o'clock was cry, which I get that as well. So the rule of thumb is to stop where you're at. And you have to stop to pull out your compass. Just to stop. Too many of us, this is spiritual because too many of us, even in our spiritual journey, have to push it, have to go. I feel lost. I don't know what I'm doing, but dag nabbit, I'm still going this way. I don't know which direction I'm going. I just know I'm going this way, and that's all I need to know. I don't know what I'm going to. I don't know how I'm getting there. I'm just going. And the more you go, the more you feel lost. The deeper you go down, the deeper you're in it. The higher you go, you might be floating, but you're like, what the heck? But if we stopped at that inkling of what's going on, we wouldn't go into the panic. Because the panic usually comes in when we've really pushed ourselves, and I think we all do it. Okay, I'll do it. I'll confess. That, and especially as a spiritual person, okay, I have a gut feeling that if I just kind of keep going this way, I'm going to find something. Or if I get off here and turn, and this isn't a knowing from God, it's more of a kind of a panic, and I need to do something about the situation because I get myself in the situation, so I'm going to do something. I'm going to turn here. Okay, I'm no longer on a paved road. I'm on a dirt road somewhere. And my GPS is gone. My phone signal's out. I mean, you can do a number of things. See, we wouldn't get into that situation if we would have just pulled over and stopped. And the first thing it says is just be there. And don't panic. Don't panic because you're lost. Don't panic because you don't know where you're at. Just sit there for a little bit. Collect yourself. The second thing it says is to think. Now, it's not the thinking like doing the panic. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Maybe if I go this way, if I go that way, if I go this. No. The thinking is actually releasing and letting go. The thinking is, okay, what are my options here? And one of the things spiritually is not the thinking, I can do this, I can do that. The thinking actually is, the stopping is, I release, I let go, I surrender. The thinking is, I ask the question. And who do you ask the question to? Any question to?
God.
Yeah, I'm about to say we're in church, so that should be an easy one. We're asking the question to God. To God, we are surrendering everything when we're lost because we don't know what's going on. We can't see. And who can? What entity, what source is the only thing that knows everything, is all powerful, which is God. So why do we continue to move forward doing it our way when all we have to do is say, okay, God, what is this? And that is the key question. That is one of the things, which is kind of interesting as a Buddhist, that was one of the first things I heard to ask in life about everything. What is this? Now, it isn't to activate your monkey mind, not to activate a judgment like, what is this? What kind of what is this? No. It's no judgment like, I am so bad because I didn't listen to God. Now look at me. What is this? It's not that. It's not this stupid road or this stupid town or this anything. Where am I? It's not that. It is simply going to God and asking, what is this happening in my life? And expecting your answer to lead you to greatness. Because that's why it's not bad that you're lost. At some point in time, once you figure out, once you relax in being lost, you will find that you are always moving after all. That God was giving you and moving you to a space and a place that was your best. But until you could slow down, stop, and allow God to talk to you, and actually not allow God to talk to you, to allow yourself to hear what God is telling you, God, Spirit, Allah, whatever you want to call it, my best buddy, to hear what God is guiding you and trust that that guidance is good, you will always want to be lost. Because this is your opportunity to just revel up. To revel and to enjoy the peace, especially if you have faith that wherever your next destination is going to be tremendous. That whatever that trapeze, that next trapeze thing is for you to grab onto, is going to propel you forward into a beautiful new situation. But only if you don't. Become frantic. Only if you just stop and listen will you be able to see the opportunity coming to you for you to grab a hold of it and to move you to your sacred and wonderful place. So if you are in that place, and let me give you all four because this is only the first part. It's stop, think, observe, and plan. I want you this week just to revel in the opportunity to stop and to be with where you're at. Well, Reverend Crystal, I don't know if I like where I'm at. I get that. You guys have heard me tell the story about when I was in Kansas and I was working at Silent Unity, that even though Silent Unity was a great cause, I felt tethered. I felt tied down. I wasn't appreciate the place where I was working. And I didn't appreciate the city I was living in. It didn't seem to offer me anything. So I felt tethered to a job, I felt tethered to a place, and I felt tethered because my life didn't seem to be going anywhere. Any opportunities I wanted to move seemed like the door shut on me. And if you can visualize, this is the visual I was getting in my own head, that I was at the fork of the road with a blank sign with no direction saying this way or that way to any other city, just blank, and roads going this way or that way. And I kept sitting there, standing there for a week, for a month, for months. It ended up being 4 years. in totality of me just being there and me going, what the heck, God? And I just would get the answer, stay where you're at. And I would say, I don't want to. Now I'm praying to you. You're my God. You got my good. I'm not feeling very good right now. And I am requesting as your beloved child to get me out of this. Yes? We all say, yeah. And I would hear, be patient. Stay where you're at. This is where you need to be. And so, of course, being the obedient child of God, I would force it. I would say, well, I'm not seeing the road map. I'm going to go this way. My gut tells me I'm going to go this way. And of course, inevitably, where do you think I found myself? Back where I started from. Like any place when we're lost, especially in the woods, you kind of go around in circles, and I go, oh my. And I would hear the same thing, just stay put. And of course, being the rebel that I am, I said, well, that road didn't work. Let me try this road. And I go traipsing off that road. And I find myself going in circles and find my way back to the same spot where I left. Finally, after several tries of that, I'm quick. I just said, okay, God, you are the creator of all. And if I believe that you truly want my good, that my life is unfolding in beautiful ways, then I need to truly trust, which is what I say I am because I was a minister at this time. I need to follow the unity principles, pray and ask, believing it's going to happen. And because it isn't happening the way I want to in my own timing, doesn't mean that it isn't happening. So I did what Spirit said. I stopped and I stayed. And I opened myself up to that being lost and feeling in that empty space as this trapeze artist in that mid-space, kind of floating down, hoping that some way, somehow, that other trapeze would come, that I could grab a hold of it. But I just chose to embrace it. And in that embrace, I learned so much. I learned so much about myself. I learned, and in that moment, I was starting Buddhism. My Buddhism practice became much richer. My own consciousness grew because of that. Just staying in place was a form of preparation. If I didn't stop and just say, what is this? What is this? In a loving, happy way. And to hear God say, well, this is this. Oh, that's interesting. What is this? This is this. Well, that's interesting. To expand, to see, to learn, to grow. That is the beauty of being lost. It's a soul's journey, and your soul is going to journey that way a multitude of times. So you can either be lost and panic, or you can be lost and kind of revel in it and go, okay, I'm lost. Obviously, I've just released and let go of something. I'm about to travel into something beautiful and new. So I invite you to go with that. And if you're lost right now, I invite you to stop. And I invite you to think. And I invite you just to continue to say, what is this? What is this? What joy does this have for my life? What is this? And where am I? It is a powerful practice that sounds elementary because it is, but the simplest thing sometimes can bring forth the deepest revelations within your life. And so with that, let us just finalize this with a prayer and then our affirmation, saying, thank you, God. We open ourselves to being used by you, trusting and knowing, releasing and let going of our own intentions, and allowing your greatness to guide us to joy, to happiness, to our passions, and to the purpose that you are wanting to give us. We allow ourselves to stop and be in this present moment. We allow ourselves to open our hearts, our minds, our ears, our everything, to consume your greatness that is within and as us so that we can move forward, so that we no longer are scared of the dark, scared of being lost, but that we find peace in this in-between moment. Thank you, God, for your greatness, for your love that is always present around us, within us, and as us. Amen. Amen. And in the middle of your bulletin, you'll find the affirmation of the week. Can we say the affirmation a couple times together? The presence and power of God within me is my security, my courage, and my strength. Breathe that in. And let go. The presence and power of God within me is my security, my courage, and my strength. Thank you, and thank you, God. Amen.